presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice. But before we join Superman, listen.
And now to our story. Clark Kent, on his way to South America in an army plane piloted by Lieutenant Elliot, had high hopes of finding some trace of the three expeditions of American engineers lost in the Andes Mountains. It's Kent's theory that the vanished nation of the Inca Indians still exists in the mountain fastness, that the engineers sent to survey a Pan-American highway to link North and South America are in their clutches. At 12,000 feet, ice forms on the plane's windshield. Letting Kent take the controls, Lieutenant Elliot opens the tail compartment to get some glycerin, only to step back horrified. Reaching for an automatic pistol, he levels it at the opening.
Kent, there's someone in that compartment.
What?
I saw two eyes staring at me out of the darkness.
Sure, Elliot?
Positive. Don't worry, I'll get whoever it is with this gun. You stay at the controls.
You'd better let me handle it, Elliot. You take the ship.
No, I'll get him. You just sit tight. Okay, here goes.
Hey, wait a minute.
Elliot, don't shoot.
What? Who is it?
Come out of there.
Okay, I'm coming.
What? Why, it's the kid who brought your match.
That's right, Jimmy Olsen, Daily Planet copy boy.
Oh, Mr. Kent.
Take the controls, Elliot.
Nice night, isn't it, Mr. Kent?
Yes, now look here, Jimmy. What you did is unforgivable. You know that you came close to being shot?
I'm sorry, Mr. Kent. I didn't mean to cause any trouble. I knew it wasn't right to stow away, but... Gee, when you asked me to bring those maps to Washington, I figured you were going to South America. And, well, you and I have made a lot of trips together. And...
I know, Jimmy, I know, and we've had a lot of fun. But I'm on government business now. And, well, frankly, you'll tie me down.
Oh, no, I won't, Mr. Kent. Honest, I won't. I can take care of myself.
I know, Jimmy, but there's no telling what kind of trouble may be waiting in those mountains. After all, three expeditions have disappeared in the very region we're headed for. I'm afraid we'll just have to turn around and take you back.
We'll lose a lot of time.
I know, Elliot, but he's got to go back.
Well, if you don't want me, Mr. Kent, maybe I could be of some use to Lois and Mr. White. Kind of run errands and things like that.
Run errands in the Andes Mountains?
Oh, sure. I even brought along my sneakers.
Oh, that's going to be a big help.
We could take him to San Diego, Kent, and then ship him back on a passenger plane.
No, I wouldn't let him come back alone. All right, Jimmy. It's like you win again.
You mean I can go down with you all the way?
I suppose so.
Oh, hot diggity, old boy. South America.
Now, just a minute, young man. Let's get one thing straight. If you ever do anything like this again, we're quits, do you understand?
Yes, sir, Mr. Kent, I promise. Are you mad at me?
No, I'm not mad. I hope you come out of this all right. What's the first stop, Elliot?
We'll refuel across the border, about 400 miles due south.
Miles rush by like seconds. New Mexico, Texas, the Rio Grande, and the slim silver shadow of the plane threads its way southward through the night. But what of Perry White and Lois Lane? Deep in the Andes, Bronson, pilot of the steel stratoplane, has brought it to rest on a long plateau facing Tupungato, the huge, terrifying mountain into which the American engineers have vanished. Heavy, thick clouds swirl around the mountaintop, and a dense mist rises out of the valleys as Editor White helps Lois out of the plane.
Well, it's a lucky thing we found this plateau. It's practically like a runway at Mitchell Field. Well, come on, Lois. I'll give you a hand. That's it. Now, jump. Up. There.
Thanks. Well, so that's it. Mighty Tupungato. Certainly is big, all right.
Yeah, big and nasty. And look at those clouds. You can't even see the peak. Well, Bronson. Bronson.
Coming, Mr. White.
I was checking the instruments. Well, what do you think, Bronson? Shall we try going over the mountain? Not with all those clouds.
I thought the plane could get up much higher than that mountain. You said it was only 20,000 feet, Mr. White.
Well, that isn't the point, Lois. It's the clouds Mr. Brunson spoke about. We couldn't see a thing through all those clouds up there. Well, what do you suggest, Brunson?
There isn't much we can do but wait. Make clear by morning. Wait a minute, I got an idea. We might send up a few rocket flares. It's almost dark enough now.
Rocket flares? Why? Who's lost, we or they?
Well, if those engineers are trapped up there, they'll know somebody's looking for them. Maybe they'll even signal back. If I were lost in these mountains, I'd like to know that somebody was looking for me.
I think he's right, Mr. White. If they are lost, the rockets might help them find their way down.
All right. Go ahead if you want to play around with rockets. Seems pretty foolish to me.
I'll get them there in the emergency kit.
Pretty silly. Anybody would think that we're in distress.
Nobody's going to think anything of the kind because nobody's here to see it. Unless it's those engineers. And a sign of civilization ought to be a mighty cheerful little Eiffel to them. How would you like to be up there now, completely lost?
Well, don't let your imagination run away with you, Lois. You promised to be level-headed. That's the only reason I took you along. Remember that.
Here are the rockets. We'll send up two of them.
How do they work?
Well, pretty much like 4th of July rockets, except these have ignition caps on them. I'll set them in the ground here. There. And point them up towards the mountain peak. Dark enough now. Here goes.
Certainly ought to see that. It looks like a falling star going backwards.
Here goes the second one. There. Those ignition flares can be seen 100 miles away.
You mean if these mountains weren't in the way. Well, now that you're all through having your fun, how about some food?
Fine. Listen. Listen, it's that flute-like sound again. Mr. White, listen.
Quiet, Lois, quiet. Keep your head.
It's coming closer. What can it be?
I don't know. It's eerie.
Mr. White, I'm frightened. What is it?
Easy, Lois, easy.
Jimmy. 8 solid hours.
Gosh, it's light out. Boy, look at those green forests. What are they, Lieutenant Elliott?
They're jungles, Jimmy.
We're flying over Costa Rica.
Costa Rica, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Costa Rica. Well, where's that, Mr. Kent?
Didn't you study geography, Jimmy?
Sure. I guess the page on Costa Rica was torn out of my book.
Oh, I see. Well, it's in the southern part of Central America. We'll be sighting the Panama Canal soon.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Gee, that's wonderful. I always wanted to see the Panama Canal. What's that blue water over there?
The Pacific Ocean.
Hmm. Oceans must be pretty close together down here.
They are. That's why American engineers built the canal through Panama. Oh, there it is, Jimmy. That thin silver thread.
Oh, isn't that a city down there?
That's right. It's called Colon. Cristobal is on the other end of the canal.
Cristobal and Colon.
Mm-hmm.
Funny names. Do they mean anything?
Sure. They're old Spanish for Christopher Columbus. Cristobal Colon.
Gee, you make history sound interesting, Mr. Kent.
Yeah, history is interesting, Jimmy. And that region down there is chock full of exciting things.
Boy, look at those jungles.
That's nothing, Jimmy. Wait until you see the jungles of the Amazon. Hundreds and hundreds of miles of dense undergrowth. Far beyond.
Leaving Panama behind, the Silver Bird speeds on. Over Venezuela, Colombia, over the matted jungles of the Amazon. And then the mighty chain of the Andes Mountains looms ahead. Vast, overpowering, stone giants whose heads tower above the clouds. Silent as only stone can be. Mysterious, magnificent.
Golly, I never thought mountains could be so big. Where are we now, Mr. Kent?
Nearing Peru, Jimmy. Just another 1,000 miles to go.
1,000 miles? All over mountains?
Yeah, I guess so, Jimmy. These Andes stretch along the whole western coastline of South America.
Gee, it's kind of scary. Imagine being lost down there. Nobody would ever find you, not in 1,000,000 years.
Well, you still want to come with us into those mountains?
Oh, me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure. Are the mountains as big where we're going?
Oh, yes. These are only foothills, 11 or 12,000 feet high. Wait until we get to Peru. Some of those peaks are over 20,000 feet. Those are mountains.
Gosh, they must be.
It's getting a little cool, Jimmy. You'd better put on one of the sheepskins. I don't want you catching a cold.
Okay. Well, where is one, Lieutenant Elliott?
In the tail compartment, where you stowed away.
Well, it's too dark to see anything in there.
Well, there's a porthole. If you pull back the lever near the door, the shield on the porthole slides back. That'll give you enough light.
All right.
Black as far as here. I can't see a thing.
Pull the lever. Oh, no, wait a minute, Jimmy. Pull everything.
Oh, I found
the lever. Jimmy, no!
What's the matter?
Jimmy, what happened? What? He pulled the lever to the emergency drop hatch. What? Kent, where are you going? Kent, don't. It's too late. You can't help. Kent, stay away from that open hatch. Kent! Gone. Both gone. Oh, this is horrible. Horrible.
But unknown to Elliot, Superman is plummeting to Earth at the speed of a bullet, smashing through space. Below him, the sharp, jagged peaks of the Andes loom like so many giant bayonets. What fate awaits Jimmy? Will Superman reach him in time to save the boy from being dashed on the rocky mountain peaks? Tune in again and follow this exciting South American adventure with Superman.
Don't forget, tune in again for the next thrilling episode with Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.